what that's my wife does. We have one of some of that stuff there to come around the place.
Oh, say, isn't that a healthy plant?
Mm-hmm. That's a nice one.
We don't have any ivy like that.
I've got one that's ours has got these white streaks in the leaves.
Uh-huh. We have some Joseph's coat that my wife put out, and it's about to take over. But we'll win this fall when we get a frost, and we'll all die out. Did you have those fungus things around here that you could gather? They grow in leaf beds, look sort of like an umbrella?
Yes, mushrooms they call them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's another thing, let's see, what do they call it? That they eat. What do they call that? They have toadstools.
Uh-huh.
And mushrooms, they'll eat these mushrooms that grow up. I don't know, toadstools from a mushroom.
No, really. What's the difference? Why don't you eat a toadstool?
Well, toadstools are mostly poison. There's a man out there by me. Oh, he was a little older man than I was, and he thought he knew what he was doing. He got some of them things, and the company killed him.
Why?
And I have a neighbor out over there that's just crazy about these mushrooms. He goes down to the bottom and gathers them every spring.
Yeah.
But I won't eat them.
The only kind I can tell is the kind that looks like a great big sponge.
Yeah, well,
that's good, I know.
They both look like it.
Uh-huh.
You know, they get up about so high and then they just spread out, and underneath they all, you know, they're spongy-like underneath. Solid top, but underneath they're different.
Uh-huh. Well, I like them, but I sure don't trust myself to grab them.
I wouldn't either.
I don't know enough. If somebody, a little boy, for example, was at the table and he was trying to talk with his mouth full, you'd say, don't talk with your mouth full, get busy and...
Clean out your mouth before you don't talk.
And what was you telling him to do to clean out his mouth?
I'd just tell him to spit that out.
Or would you tell him to spit it out or send it the other way?
Swallow it.
What were popular smokes here in the early days? What did people smoke? Pipe?
Pipe. Most generally pipe. That's more pipe smokers than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And very few in the early days, you seldom ever saw anybody smoke a cigarette. I don't know what I remember to start with.
Hmm.
They just go out and get a corn cob, you know, trim it down and put a cane stem in it and pull corn cob pipe. Yeah. Some of them had the old clay pipe, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're vicious.
You've
things,
seen these clay pipes, haven't you?
Yeah, I smoked them. I don't like them.
I never did try it.
They're strong enough to kill a mule.
I think the way they make them things strong is to continuously smoke them and not clean them out.
Yeah. Well, the clay isn't porous enough to absorb all the goo and junk.
That's right.
And after you smoked it, you put it in the fire and you let the fire burn it all out, and then you start fresh.
Yeah.
But, ugh, I just soon start with the fire in the first place and let it stay there.
I got a kind of sinus that bothers me, and I don't smoke anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't smoked much for 2 weeks. More than that, I guess, about 2.5 weeks.
I used to smoke cigars quite a bit, and it's a pretty hard habit to break. When I never minded when I was busy, but when I get to where I wasn't busy, I didn't want to smoke.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to quit.
Yeah, I'm that way with a pipe where I was. It gets so bad that I just look at my pipe and I'd wake up and I'd say, now if somebody said you had to smoke this thing, you'd fight
him. You wouldn't do it.
That's right. And I'd fight him so I wouldn't have to.
That's right.
I'd just put it down then. If someone has done you a favor, and he expects a favor in return, you say you're what?
If he expects a favor, I would appreciate a favor the man done and expect one in return.
Well, let's put it this way. If a man has done you a favor, you're what?
Very thankful.
And anything else?
I appreciate it.
Well, if you feel you should do a favor to him in return, you say...
I'd be glad to do it.
Uh-huh. Is the expression beholden common here and beholden to him?
Well, I've heard some expressions. I feel beholden to that fella.
Uh-huh. Or is obligated?
Obligated. I feel obligated, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. Used to be you'd come home, you were tired. Why would you be tired after?
Hard day's work.
Uh-huh.